Welcome to the Tabletop Sportscast with your host, James Cast. This podcast is dedicated to my favorite hobby, tabletop sports. I'll review games in my collection, discuss how I approach different projects, and even recap the latest games from my tabletop. Have questions, thoughts, or feedback? Feel free to reach me at tabletopsportcast@gmail.com. Tonight we have a special broadcast from the Tabletop Sportcast. It's a round two game in the Commissioner's Surprise Tournament from Play Games. This is featured in Hockey Blast, and it's a tournament played with the 2020-21 NHL set. The game tonight will be the New York Rangers at the Florida Panthers. So let's take a look at our tail of the tape of the two teams. First off, round one games. The Rangers, a game that was featured right here on the Tabletop Sportcast, won their first round game 4-0 over the St. Louis Blues. And Florida ended up winning a big battle in their interdivision rival from 2020-21. They beat the Carolina Hurricane 11-3. So big win for Florida. As we look back at that shortened 2020-21 season, Florida finished second in the Central behind Carolina. Their final record was 37 wins, 14 losses, and 5 overtime losses. Totaled 79 points for the season. They had 189 goals scored and 153 goals against. So a pretty decent plus differential in their goals. The Rangers, as we've covered in the last one, finished fifth in the Eastern Division, missed the playoffs, went 27 wins, 23 losses, 6 overtime losses for 60 points. They scored 177 goals and allowed 157. So both teams are pretty well into the plus differential there. As I look at the two teams combined, here's how it breaks down. For the goaltenders, we're going to give the Rangers a slight edge here, and mostly because of Shesterkin's ability to handle the big situations. So his spectacular save rating, one of the better ones, and the Florida Panthers goalie really doesn't have any rating in the big moments. So the edge for the goalie goes to the Rangers. For the defensive lines, the primary lines are pretty even. And so I basically call that a draw in terms of the tail of the tape. Defensive lines 2 and 3 are both going to go to the Panthers, though. They're just the depth across the board for the Panthers is just much greater than it is for the Rangers. And that was pretty evident in their defensive lines. For the offensive lines, again, primary scoring lines, this is a pretty even battle. Both teams should see good performance from their primary lines, especially when they get to face off against some of the secondary lines in mismatches. And once again, depth showcased here for the Florida Panthers. Their offensive lines 2, 3, and 4, all three of those overshadowed the Rangers' offensive lines. And while there's some closeness there, I expect that the Panthers' secondary lines are going to really handle the flow of the game a lot better than the Rangers. Should find themselves in being able to control the puck on things like faceoffs and even be able to have better scoring opportunities. If there's a place where the Rangers may have a slight advantage over the Panthers, it's going to be in the penalty situations. If we get a quick whistle here and there, I expect that it's probably the Panthers that could run into a little bit of problems with the power play situation. So that's our tale of tape. I basically have scored this pretty much a big advantage for the Florida Panthers. I'm giving them 5 points on the tail of the tape to the Rangers 1 with a couple of draws there. And my early prediction for this game is Florida Panthers 5, New York Rangers 2. I'm going to take a break, play the game, and then I'll come back and give you a full recap. Okay, we're back, and I've done the game, and here's a minute-by-minute recap. First period started off, and right away the Rangers displaying some aggressiveness. Kreider almost called for a penalty, but the referees waved it off. Second minute, the Panthers strike. They doubled up with their primary lines, and Ekblad was able to put home a one-timer. So the defenseman scores. He had assists from Hornqvist and Barkov. So the Panthers, in just the second minute, take a 1-0 lead. Third minute to play. Lafreniere for the Rangers and Gudas for the Panthers get into a mix-up. Well, it's a hit. Check, and Gudas is able to force a turnover for Florida. Fourth minute, team check for skill, and the Rangers win that one, and they take over possession of the puck and force the turnover. Fifth minute, another team check. This time it's for power, and the Florida Panthers force a turnover. And by the way, in the fourth minute, the Rangers decided to skip their third lines. And fifth minute, Florida decided to skip their fourth lines there. And then we've got in the sixth minute, we had our first lull of the game. So 6, 7, and 8 minutes down. In the ninth minute, we ended up having a one-on-one matchup. It was Gauthier for the Rangers and Forsling for the Panthers. Speed check. That resulted in Verhaag for the Panthers taking a shot, got the rebound right back to him, took another shot. And once again, it went to another rebound shot. This time, Gudas took the shot. All three stops made by Shesterkin. In the 10th minute of play, the Rangers got on the board. Kreider put home a goal. On assists from Lindgren and Panarin. That was a skip for the Rangers. They went right back to their first scoring line. It also involved a failed spec save. For Bobrovsky, the Panthers goalie. So, talked about in the pregame, Bobrovsky not able to make the spec save, and the Rangers tied the game 1-1. In the 11th minute, Florida skipped to their primary scoring line. Barkov won the faceoff, and then we had a lull. So, took care of the next 3 minutes. In the 14th minute, Florida picked up the momentum as the home team went to that check, and another lull happened, so we lost 3 more minutes into the lull, and then it took us into the 17th minute. Florida went on the attack. Barkov took a shot. It was stopped, and then Huberdeau took a shot, and it was also stopped. Rangers gained possession of the puck. 18th minute, first period. Panthers come on the attack again. This time, Duclair was able to put home a goal with a wrist shot. He got assists from Wenberg and Verhaag. So Panthers in the 18th minute of the first period go up 2-1. Rangers then went on the attack. Rooney took a shot. Rebound shot went to Lindgren. Both shots were stopped. And in the 20th minute, Rangers went doubled up on their primary lines. But it was the Panthers who got on the attack, and Ekblad took a shot, but it was stopped by Shesterkin. And that's how the first period ended. So at the first intermission, Panthers led 2-1. Second period started with Zibanejad making a good defensive stop for the Rangers in the first minute of the second period. Rangers then decided to double up with their primary lines. We got a one-on-one matchup with Zibanejad and Verhaag. Star quality was the check, and Florida was able to force the turnover there. Third minute, another one-on-one check. Miller against Vetrano, hit quality. Florida was able to pick up the momentum with that one. Montour took a shot, and it was stopped. Florida then decided to skip their fourth scoring line and went back to the primary one. And we had our first penalty of the game. Gauthier for the Rangers was called for tripping. And so the Panthers were going to go on the power play. Rangers decided to skip their fourth lines and bring out the primary players again. In the first minute of that penalty, fifth minute of the second period, Zibanejad actually was able to get a good pass, took a shot on goal. It was stopped. And then in the sixth minute, Miller of the Rangers was called for a double minor for high sticking. So the power play got extended for another 4 minutes. Now we're into the seventh minute of the second period. Florida decided to skip to their primary lines again. Ekblund got off a shot. It was stopped. In the eighth minute, the Rangers decided to skip. Forsling for the Panthers went on the attack, got another shot. Another stop was made. That killed off the first of the two minors. In the ninth minute, Miller made a big defensive stop. Then we had, in the 10th minute, Beteto versus Gusev in a one-on-one matchup for a power check. Beteto for the Rangers ended up winning that check and ended up getting a shot off. It was stopped. Now in the 11th minute, Florida decided to double with their primary lines and got a good offensive attack. Hornquist took a shot. It was stopped, but the rebound went right back to him. He got off another quick shot. Another big stop by Shesterkin. And then Fox and Lindgren were able to clear the puck. 12th minute, Kreider comes up big again and scores a goal. Once again, Bobrovsky with a failed spec save check. So Kreider ends up tying the game at 2. In the 13th minute, we had our first lull of the second period. And that brought us into the 16th minute. Tippett ends up getting a shot off. It was stopped. And then Florida got a shot in the 17th minute. Uyghur took a shot. That was stopped. In the 18th minute, Barkov puts one home with a wrist shot and puts the Panthers back up on top. He had assists by Huberdeau and Gudas on that goal. So at the 18th minute mark, just like in the first period, the Panthers take the lead, and this now is a 3-2 lead. The last 2 minutes of the second period went by with a lull, and so we got to our second intermission, Florida Panthers leading 3-2. Third period, first minute, Ekblund and Uyghur were able to force a turnover, but then Huberdeau for the Panthers was called for holding. And so first penalty against the Panthers happens there in the third period. Florida decides to keep their top lines out on the ice. The Rangers are still able to capitalize, though. Bukovic for the Rangers scores a goal, and once again, Bobrovsky with a failed spec save chance. So now the Rangers have tied the game here, 3-3, and all three goals came on failed spec saves for the Florida goalie. That ended the power play, and the Rangers lost momentum right away as we had consecutive lulls. So that took us into the 9th minute of the third period. The Rangers were able to gain momentum with the hit quality, and then Blackwell for the Rangers put one home, and once again, it was a failed spec save for Bobrovsky. So the Rangers now took the lead 4-3. The Rangers decided to skip their fourth scoring line. Vetrano of the Panthers took a blistering shot, but Shesterkin of the Rangers was able to make the spec save. So Florida then skipped their fourth line. The Rangers were able to gain the puck because they had momentum thanks to that spec save. Came up again, and they were able, then they put a cheap shot on the Panthers. So that was going to prevent the Panthers from gaining momentum. Weegar was able to get off a big-time shot from the blue line for the Panthers, but once again, Shesterkin made a spec save. So at this point now, in the 11th minute of the third period, storyline starting to come down to those goalkeepers, and as we had talked about in the pregame, that was an edge for the Rangers, and sure enough, four failed spec saves so far for the Panthers goalie, two spec saves made by the Rangers goalie. In the 12th minute, Smith for the Rangers took a shot. It was stopped. Rebound went out to middle, and Lafreniere was able to take a shot, but it was also stopped. 13th minute, the Rangers decided to skip their fourth lines, and Fox was able to come up with a big defensive stop. In the 14th minute, Bennett, who basically is a goon and was put out there by the Panthers to see if they could, you know, get rid of that cheap shot that was preventing them from getting momentum. He was able to instigate a fight. The Rangers decided not to take part, but it did clear that blue chip from stopping them from getting momentum. In the 15th minute, we had a one-on-one battle of Buchnevich against Montour for power. Neither player had qualities, so Florida was able to gain the puck since they were on defense. Then it went to the 16th minute, and we had a bit of a scuffle. So what happened here was we had first Beteto was called for hooking. He got a minor penalty. The Florida bench started yelling towards the ref, and they picked up a bench minor because at first they weren't going to call the call. So we got a hooking for a minor on Beteto. We got a bench minor on Florida. And in that, also, Smith was called for roughing. Smith of the Rangers was called for roughing, and he actually got a major penalty. So, 16th minute, we were basically going to finish this in power play mode because the Rangers were going to be fighting off a major for the rest of the game and potentially into overtime. So here we go into the 17th minute. In the 17th minute, the Rangers were able to gain puck, even though they were shorthanded. That was thanks to Fox and Lindgren being able to use their penalty kill skills. The Panthers regained possession in that minute. Duclair was able to get off a shot, but Shesterkin made the save. 18th minute, magic minute for the Panthers. New York decided to keep their top lines on. And first Florida forced a turnover, then the Rangers forced a turnover. Lindgren was able to get off a shot. Rebound came out. Fox took a shot, and those stops were made. 19th minute, a one-on-one battle, Buchnevich against Ekblund. It was a smart check, and Ekblund was able to make the shot, but it was stopped by Shesterkin. So we went into the final minute. Now it was still a power play. It was 5-on-4. Florida was able to gain possession of the puck. Got possession of the puck. We had a one-on-one battle. Lafreniere against Gudas. It was a hit check. Gudas won that battle. He took a shot. Shesterkin came up with the save. And that's how it ended. The Rangers come out on top 4-3, and they advance in the Commissioner's Surprise Tournament.